Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
33183.
May I please have your first and last name?
Nancy Velez.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
13881 Southwest 64th Street, Miami, Florida, 33183.
One moment while the computer loads.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see where you entered into a sweepstakes to get our KitchenAid appliance. How may I help you today?
Yeah, the charge was, first of all, I got it, right? The charge was supposed to be for $299. I have a charge on my credit card for $799. I want to know what that charge corresponds to.
This is your sweepstakes entry. I can't change the charge amount. It is $795.
Okay. It's an entry. Does that mean I didn't get the KitchenAid?
You're entering into a sweepstakes to win that item, so there's a possibility that you could win the item, and there's a possibility that someone else could win it as well.
And when would I be notified?
Okay, you'll be notified if you win the sweepstakes entry. It is a monthly sweepstakes entry, so you entered on the 30th, so you'll have to wait to July the 30th as well. That'll be a full 30 days.
Okay, that's not what I signed up for. You guys are advertising a false information. I want to get a credit back on my card for that $795.
We're unable to issue you a refund for $795, being that your entry is already entered into for that KitchenAid appliance. The only thing that I can do is get the account canceled out for you. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately.
No. I want a credit back for that charge. If not, I'm going to take it up with my credit card.
Okay, with your credit card company, what they will do is a dispute, which is only a temporary refund, and your credit card company cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a charge back on your account. I would advise you to call them after this call as well. I'm unable to issue you that refund for that $795. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if she's willing to do that, but that charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment. One second, I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she went ahead and issued you that refund for that $795. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email as well. I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
One moment, please. Okay, what is that number?
The number is 260-785-015. That number again is 260-785-015. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
260-785-715, correct?
That is correct. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.